We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.
Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. It is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm your host this morning, Monica Lovell. Our sister in Christ, Tina Dobbs, is over there running the iPad for us. And our guest this morning is one of my favorites, y'all, Tom Ivester. How are you doing this morning?
I've done better, but I'm here. I'm up. I'm vertical. And we'll do some scripture and music this morning.
Amen. I like that. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to us three ways. You can email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You can text it to 580-485-0837. And you can still post it to our Facebook page. And we will do our best to get it on paper so that we can pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll do our best to get that posted shortly after the program is ended. Our sponsor for today is Barber Dyson Ford, located right here in Elk City. They can find you what you're looking for. Even if it's a red Dodge, a Nissan van, they can find it. I want to encourage you to get a hold of them if you're in the market for a new used car. Okay, I think I covered it all.
Okay.
Would you pray to start us out?
Yeah, I sure will. Dear Lord, we pray that you would bless us today. Be with us. We thank you for giving us today to live for you. Please be with those who are listening, those here in the studio, that you will guide us in a way that lifts you up, that we are your hands and feet today, that we may place a kind word or a deed for you, for those who are in need. We ask all this in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so... I'm going to start off with the music, and this is the song I always start off with. So here we go. It's a prayer in and of itself for me, at least. Here we go.
Help! I need somebody. Help! Not just anybody. Help! You know I need someone. Help! When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way.
Beatles, Help, their famous song. So I thought I'd just read some scripture. I'll give you my normal disclaimer. So I'm not a preacher. I'm not a longtime Sunday school teacher. I don't have any claim to fame, except I try, and Neva asked me to do this a long time ago now. Whenever The Rock started on radio, so when was that? Maybe Neva can text in. 2006 or something like that. Yeah, it was a long time ago. Yeah, so I may have started maybe a year after it started. But, yeah, her and Misty and all. So I've been doing it ever since. I mean, that's my only claim to fame. Okay, so I'm going to read from Matthew, just his Sermon on the Mount, and then play some music. So, and this is one of those areas of the Bible that, you know, they advise reading regularly because it's so important. So this is Jesus, basically, you know, assuming he's on the side of a hill or on top of the hill, because it's called the Mount, Sermon on the Mount. So he's speaking. This is chapter 5, Matthew. Now when he saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Okay. I'm going to go to my next song. And this song is actually based on scripture, almost verbatim. It was a well-known hit in the 60s and kind of became a standard in the anti-war, anti-Vietnam movement, which was interesting. But most people recognize this as from Ecclesiastes, so here we go.
To every purpose under heaven.
famous 60s hit by the Byrds and called Turn, Turn, Turn. It's almost verbatim on scripture out of Ecclesiastes. Okay, we're going to read a little more of the Sermon on the Mount. This is Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. And most of these passages are extremely well known. So, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father. Okay. I'm not going to go on because that's a pretty significant passage, and I just want to linger on that for a little bit. And play this song, which I think goes along with it a little bit. This is called When We All Get to Heaven. It's an old gospel tune. A modern group is singing it, so they sing it a little bit differently. But this is one of those. I had this. This was played at both my mom and my dad's funeral. So here we go, When We All Get to Heaven.
Wondrous love of Jesus, sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place. And when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Crowns. Of course, that's an old gospel tune, When We All Get to Heaven. So, one of my favorites. Okay, continuing on with the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5, this is verse 17. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. I tell you the truth, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter nor the least stroke of a pen will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Anyone who breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. So we were sitting here talking during the break. If you find these hard to understand, because these are significant passages, and I've heard sermons preached multiple times about each of these, you can. There's tons of material out there you can get either on the internet for free, or you can go get a study Bible where it has explanations or comments from, you know, learned theologians and to how to interpret this. Because if you just read it in and of itself, you're like, what the heck does that even mean? I don't understand. Unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees, you're like, I don't think I'm that great, and all that. But it can be hard to understand. So that's why I like music, because it's easier for me to understand some things sometimes. Okay, now this is the obligatory Don Williams song. So I'll give you your pick this time. So, of course, one of my favorite is the classic Tulsa Time. Lord, I hope this day is good. Or do you want Good Old Boys Like Me? It Must Be Love. Some Broken Hearts Never Mend. Which one would you like?
Some Broken Hearts. You know.
Okay, there we go.
You shouldn't have thrown that one out there.
There we go.
Man.
So Don Williams, just a really good old country singer, and this really doesn't have a whole lot to do with the scripture we're reading, so take that. Here we go.
Black cigarette, start this day like all the rest. First thing every morning that I do is start missing you. Some broken hearts never mend, some memories never. Some tears will never dry. My love for you will never die. In the night, a willing woman to hold me tight. But in the middle of love's embrace, I see your face. Some broken hearts never mend, some memories never. Some tears will never dry. My love for you will never die. Some broken hearts never mend, some memories never end. Some tears will never dry. My love for you will never die.
Okay, that was, we try to play a Don Williams song every time I'm here, so that was it. Why? Because I like Don Williams, just kind of a classic country artist. Okay, so there is we're going on the three chapters, or not chapters, but three, I guess, messages that a lot of preachers just blow over, in my opinion. This is, of course, my opinion, because they're just hard to understand, or it's hard to figure out how they apply, you know, in our own lives. But this first one is chapter 5, Matthew chapter 5, verse 21, and it's about murder. So have you have heard it said to the people long ago, do not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to his brother, Raca, is answerable to the Sanhedrin. But anyone who says, you fool, will be in danger of the fire of hell. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and become reconciled to your brother, then come and offer your gift. Settle matters quickly with your adversary who is taking you to court. Do it while you are still with him on the way, or he may hand you over to the judge, and the judge may hand you over to the officer, and you may be thrown into prison. I tell you the truth, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny. So as an attorney, I find this verse, or this passage, difficult to put into context and to really understand. So, you know, yes, I turn to the commentaries, and it makes it a little more. This next, I'll go ahead and read the other two passages too. This one is on adultery. This is Matthew chapter 5, verse 27. You have heard that it was said, do not commit adultery, but I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell. And finally, this third one, on divorce, Matthew chapter 5, verse 31. It has been said, anyone who divorces his wife must give her a certificate of divorce. But I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife except for marital unfaithfulness causes her to become an adulteress. And anyone who marries the divorced woman commits adultery. So, this is my opinion. These three passages are often, I won't say overlooked, they're just not addressed in a lot of sermons. Then you really, I have to go to some text and some, you know, learned guys to figure out, you know, learned people to figure out what this is about. Because in it's just, it's plain reading. Some of it just is hard to understand for me. So, with that said, do we have any prayers, or I can go into another song?